Alright, it's a good good morning, good morning. You see what chicken is done here? It's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech Ego. We continue with the practical ways in which people can adapt to change, in especially looking at technology. 13 ways, practical ways that employees and employers can all together adapt to change the processes that need to be taken through or that one need to go through in the process of getting to change. And yesterday we were answering the question, we were on number 5, and today we'll continue with the rest of the processes. And before we get to the next one, we are talking about, of course, yesterday we were answering the why question, that there must be a question answered. You must be able to answer the why. Why are we changing systems? Why do we need to adapt to a new system? Why do we need biometric, for example, authentication at the gates? You know, why do we need biometric authentication? Why do we need to all have our fingerprint taken and then, you know, you just put your fingerprint there and the gate open? Why? And then you explain to your boss or to whoever, then of course if that's a justified reason, then you are good to go to have the system installed. And you have to now invite all the people that are working from home, that, oh, you guys that are working from home, can you guys come on Tuesday? Because we are installing biometric system here so that, you know, if you don't come, you will not be able to enter. So there will be no open for me situation. If you don't come, you will not be able to enter. So the people will come, then their fingerprints are taken or their faces are taken. And if you were having a good time in Okuliangava and you wake up on Sunday, your face is swollen. It's a Monday morning. Because when face recognition system installed, your face was not installed, it was not swollen. So now with a swollen face, you will not enter because the system cannot recognize you. So you need to make sure that you keep your face up to standard with a face recognition technology. Otherwise, if you have some good times there with some wine, then mixture of a lot of stuff, and it becomes a new moon on Monday. So you'll have to shout for somebody to open for you because your face will not be recognized. So that's another downside of biometric, especially this system of face recognition. So the question why, we dealt with it yesterday. Now we get to number 6. In number 6, we say, then the employee need multiple training systems provided to them. So you need to provide multiple learning systems or multiple training systems. Some people would want, you know, just a readout of how what works, the how and, you know, how X, Y, and Z works. Then they will figure it out themselves. Some people will need virtual training to say, look, you press this button, you turn this knob, you do this, you click here, you come there, you tap here into this corner, the button, the red button in this corner means what? This blue button means what? This white button means what? So they will need to see. They will need virtual training, maybe short videos, or any other form of training or face-to-face training. Somebody will say, what it ungepi? How do I turn this knob? And somebody said, there is no knob to be turned there. So, you need to explain it in multiple ways, people, because people's space of learning is different, and the pace of understanding is different, the pace of, you know, grasping information is also different, so they have different way approach in terms of understanding, or different levels of understanding. For them to successfully adapt to new technologies, the presentation of that technology need to be done in multiple formats. In multiple approaches. You know, you should be tactical to make sure that all employees are covered. One of the thing is online, like I said, and the other one is face-to-face training. And alternatively, one can say, Mr. Thomas is close to Mr. Steve. And they seem to go along quite very well. And we see that Mr. Thomas understands this issue. Why don't we use him as a point of contact so that Mr. Steve can understand? So, and they do it jokingly, while Mr. Steve is getting something. And you can also use other employees as tutors, you know, who they can be tutors to others. Those employees that are fast learners, they can teach others. And there must be also help available for questions. You know, after every training session, depending on the complexity of the technology that is to be installed and the you know size of the company and the employees and the number of employees and all that. But there must be time for questions. People can be able to ask questions. People must be able to ask questions, and their questions should not be, you know, should not be. Of course, the point we mentioned yesterday is we need to guarantee security. The point that your questions should not cost you your job. So you need to know whether if I ask this question, is it, and there is no question that is foolish unless you are asking a question when you already, when you know the answer. When the boss knows that you know what you are asking about, but you are not, we are just trying to be, you know, out of all over the place. Then, you can also alternatively encourage self-service training. You can provide all the information and you say, guys, here is the information. The machines are here. You guys, after hours, if you want to come and just, you know, practice, you can also come through. You can have time to say no and provide to say, okay, maybe while you are practicing, you can have questions, asks. I remember, you know, some of my classes in music production, I get stuck in some things. So, and you ask questions, how do I get to this, you know, how do I deal with this type of genre, for example. So, one must ask questions after you have practiced, because when you are on your own, you discover how a lot other things. And of course, some questions, maybe you may go ahead of time and ask questions that are maybe into the next lessons. How did you get there, bro? We are not yet there yet. We are not yet there. So how did we get there? So just wait a moment. We'll answer that question when we get to lecture 2 on the software part. So now we are dealing with the hardware. So you need to encourage follow-up questions after, you know, people have done their practices and training. One thing for sure is, you know, adapting and adopting technology is something that needs more, you know, repetitions. So they let the people after the lecture, let the people be given more time to come around and check the machines, and then they practice on their own, and they can do on in-service training, on their own self-service training. And then they can ask questions. You can also create video resources that the employees can refer to. You know, you can also create video resources. And you also make sure that it is clear to whom employees can go for questions. So whom can they go to for questions? You make that clear so that they may not ask questions to wrong people and get wrong answers. And at the same time, something that I would keep echoing, is encourage or indicate that questions are encouraged. So encourage, indicate that questions are encouraged. And the person to whom people should come for questions must be willing enough to answer questions. So that it may not demoralize the people by his approach. Now, the most difficult scenario here in number 8 is to teach employees how to be adaptable. That is very, very difficult, because adaptability, you know, amounts to, it has multiple layers to it, how one adapts to what. And people have multiple limitations. And one of the challenging issues today with technology is also language. When the people cannot understand the language, you know, everything is programmed and coded in English, especially for us. And the English language, and those who are coders and programmers, the English must not be complicated. Things must be plain, so that even an average person can understand and is able to use the application or the software. There are systems that are very complicated, to the point that you have to dig deeper in to get in to find a certain button for what, that answers to what. So, and one has to, you know, come and create maybe shortcuts. I mean, there are softwares, such as, for example, music softwares. You know, if I give you an example of one of the softwares like Cubase, for example. Of course, Cubase was under Steinberg. Now it's bought over by Yamaha. Software such as Reason and others. You know, there is something when you go into their menu, into their file menu, you find something called key commands. The key command area is an area where you go to come up with a shortcut, you know, with keyboard shortcuts, instead of going deeper into, you know, the tools and then search for what. You just, you know, create a shortcut that if I press 2, well, I'm on this menu of this software, I mean this. So it might mean this. If I press Shift G or Shift L, or if I press the Alt B or Alt Q, I mean this. Or I mean that. I want it to perform the ABCD. So I want to, I'm transposing from one key to the other with MIDI files, using MIDI files or whatever. So you need to create those shortcuts. So for people who are average and, who don't know much, it becomes very difficult if things are complicated. If the arrangement, how the software is coded, becomes complicated for one to access the key buttons at one, or the key, you know, areas where one need to operate. The interface need to be as simple, as plain, and as user-friendly as possible, so that people may not struggle using the software or the device. The problem with difficult and complex interfaces is it demoralizes people from it. You know, it discourages one from. It just takes the energy, man. It just drains when you cannot find the basic. You cannot find the next button for you to go to the next. You know, for you to click submit, you need to go through all this. You know, it just becomes draining. And even the tutor or the teacher becomes frustrated. So that's why the coders and programmers need to understand that your interface need to be as user-friendly as possible, so that the application that you are presenting and the software that you are selling should not provoke people to find substitutes. People can easily find alternative this time, because there are many people who are coding and programming. So the devices also need to be, you know, need to be updated. So, and when people update features, new features come. For example, with the iPhone, when it was, you know, when you used to call, this answer button used to cover the whole screen. But now, with a new update start from last year, I think it's iOS 14, I can't remember the version very well, which introduced an answer button that shifts up into the right corner. You know, you find it on your right corner on top there. It doesn't cover the whole screen anymore. And now we know that with iOS 16, we might have, you know, iMessage, the possibility of you editing the message. If you have sent the message wrong, you can edit it and resend again. So those are the features. So now going back to our discussion. So there must be, people must be taught how to be adaptable, but this one is very difficult because the pace at which people grasp and learn.
Nascosa Tutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM, Bamilem Sakuri, Limorisa Zasimose Tatama, Sa 2023, Rikwalozi, Matutoze Pahami Virtualika, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Event Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabaka wafela kabutungi. Mukwaruleli kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zerivu kaofi. Mamre mingi wa Windhoek, toropo ya Ankure Nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wala this day. Kapa, mulize ze nomboro ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzule Piri, Mukete Hande, Nikuzula Piri Niva IUM.
Oyum Nangeshifa, Nuaharaku Shivifa Oma Kuroyo Kupitira Mohurike Radio Station Aweo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono rahita tu natu, Bali o hetatu batatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Alright, so the pace at which people learn and the pace at which people understand is very different. differs from one person to the other. I remember in our class, in our typing class, you know, some people you teach them, I remember the teacher always standing with a whip. Because if you tell somebody ASDF, you know, you have to speak, you have to know to master the whole keyboard layout. Everything, you have to say it, what is in the first line, second line, everything. So you find some guys, you will go, instead of saying ASDF, they will say YFDS. And that becomes big trouble to a teacher. You know, the teacher will walk, the teacher that doesn't, will not even say anything. You just get a beating. Because you have been taught this ASDF for 2-3 days and you are not just grasping. Yeah, but the pace at which people learn is different. People learn, some people are fast learner and they understand it. They understand things very quickly. And some people take time to understand. And once they understand, they really understand. But it takes time for them to understand. So, and some people will never understand at all. You know, like in our class, there were people who never understood the typewriter at all. Completely. Never understood it. So, and, you know, because maybe the method of teaching is not, because sometimes we think teaching must be a one size fits all method. It shouldn't be like that. The way people learn is different. So it's not a one size fits all. The way people learn is different, and we need to put that into, you know, into consideration when we are dealing with people, especially at the same time also when we come to technology. The way people understand it, and it's different. So people, the companies don't need to focus more on technology itself, but the focus should be on training employees to have a broader, adaptable, you know, mindset. They must broadly be able to adapt to change, because technology will always be changing. And companies need to help their people to successfully deal with change and become more resilient in learning more behaviors and adapting to new ones. Because technological changes, the change that you have is not the first and it is not the last. So if it is the first, it is not the last. Next year there must be a new technology altogether. And we might wake up into a situation again. It may not be a pandemic this time, but another situation that might provoke some resilient technological advancement and change that will provoke companies to adapt to that change. So change will always come. Technology will ever be changing. Therefore, the focus is not supposed to be on the technology itself. It's supposed to be on the training of the employees to be able to be resilient enough and to, you know, have a broader ability to adapt to change. And when it comes to, you know, topics such as this, you know, we don't participate much, you know, because they are not, you know, those topics of, you know, they are not political in nature. You know, most of us are most political. But these are very important, you know, discussions that we need to have on a daily basis because of the pace at which the world is evolving and changing. The world is evolving at a very rapid pace. And if we don't have engagement, we don't engage in discussions. I told you, I think some time ago, that the world that we are going in is no longer going to be a human right world. It's not going to be a human right world where you march against retrenchment. Nope. So as soon as we enter this industrial revolution that is coming, you forget about your political power. Because if we are not resilient and we are not approaching situations in a broader perspective and understanding, we will be the ones to lose jobs. And there are estimates that around 200 million jobs will be lost in time to come, because the world is going to focus on skill. There will be no non-skilled work, because the non-skilled jobs will be taken by the robots. So I was there was a video that I was watching, some of you will have a problem with me because you monopolize that word, don't you? Right. So let me borrow it. There was a video that I was watching in the weekend. They were talking about the outpost of Cape Town, where, you know, some white Afrikaners want to establish a sort of a town. And according to the one that was presenting that in that video, are saying that they are doing every work. So there is no black person whatsoever they are doing. From cleaning to gardening to playing the piano in the church, is a white person. Of course, we like this kind of topics because they are political. You know, we can always easily ascribe it to racism. But if you sit a little bit back and think deep, you will find out that this is prophetic in nature. You know, prophetic to the point that this is just prophesying about the time to come, where work will be done by robots, from cleaning to delivering coffee. So, and if your pace of learning is compromised, and if you are ignorant enough, you will not have a voice. Because the world that we are going on, and COVID-19 has given us that foretaste, that government were not listening to those people who were talking against vaccine and masks. Government were not just giving, a damn about what whoever was saying. So, and the governments to come are not going to be political as the governments that we have. So you must keep that in mind. So when we are talking about this issue of adaptability and adoption to technology, we mean business. We know what we are talking about because we see the world going that way. So yes, one can interpret that Urania issue the way they want. But as for me, I see it more of a prophetic voice telling you that you gotta watch out. Because the world that is coming is a skill-driven world. Right. 19 minutes to 12, that's the time here. If you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. You have to come through and let me hear your views if you have something to say. The Australians will say, if you have something to say, you can come in. If you have something to say. Number nine, you see, one mistake that we make, and this is a mistake that has been made over and over by people, not only companies, but even governments. We look at the issue let me find a good word without getting into my Corinthian dictionary. We don't look at the issue we don't have a both side approach on issues. For example, if I give you an example in COVID-19, and I think Dr. Bernard Afrigo said this one, there were people with strong immunity, the people that had strong immunity. But from a government level and from a scientific level, we focused on vaccine as the prime and the ultimate and only solution to COVID-19. And we lost it. Because even the people that got vaccinated started getting the virus. But we know that, scientifically, there have been a belief over hundreds of years that one can reach herd immunity naturally. They can develop herd immunity naturally. So now, we looked at the vaccine as the prime and the only solution, ultimate one, biblical solution to COVID, and we lost it. That is the same thing that we are dealing with technology. When we have a system, we want to make it as if it is the only thing that we can do, or is an immediate roadmap to success. That when once we have this, we will be unbeatable. So theory is good, but it is practical situation that provokes logistical change. So when you have something in theory, but when you are met by reality on the ground, Mr. Reality will tell you, to say, nope, you are one-sided in your approach. One mistake that we make, we think once we have come up with something, we make it as a biblical solution and we put a full stop to it. So there will be no addition, no subtraction, and we lose. So the important thing is not to think that technology is the absolute solution. But technology is one of the enablers. And especially new technologies, they are not immediately absolute. And as far as success is concerned, so we need to always have an approach to it that is balanced. Now, training can be generic at times. So people need, opportunity so that they are able to put that knowledge that they are getting into specific work, practically. And to be able to then deliver, practical results. So the technology, computers, when they came, we thought, success when it comes to business. We are going to be successful. With computers, we are going to be successful. But yet businesses closed down and they auctioned those computers. When Wi-Fi came, we said, we are there. You see, now the village, the world is a village, is a global village. We are now going to link up with companies wherever. We will be successful. Companies closed down and they still owe telecommunication and internet service providers. Then now comes artificial intelligence, and we are saying with artificial intelligence is an absolute game changer. We are going to be successful. I remember on the third of March, the Americans have now donated their HIMARS These are called the high mobility advanced rocket systems. Oh, not advanced, but artillery rocket systems. And we heard, you know, it is going to be, they are going to be game changers in, you know, they are going to be game changers. The Stingers in the Javelin anti-tank missiles, the Stingers air, anti-air craft, you know, missiles in the Javelin. And I even heard one of our very learned parliamentarians saying that, you know, the Stingers are becoming a game changer. Okay. 6 months down the line, there are complaints that those Stingers never performed any game changing on the battlefield, and up to 120,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed right now. So it's not absolute. You know, it's not absolute. You don't make it biblical absolute to say this is the success. With this, we are going to be successful. It's reality that tells the whole thing. So, but technology shouldn't be glorified as a god. But it is an enabler. Just like electricity came and we were saying it is successful, we are now going to be successful because, you know, and electric cars are coming now, we are saying, oh, we are going green. You know, we are saying bye-bye to fossil fuel. Well, some people are saying, well, fantasy is good, but reality is better. So we need to put that in mind whenever we are, you know, dealing with the change. Whenever we are dealing with the change, we should not have high expectations. The high expectations, we shouldn't have high expectations on the change. Because, you know, after we heard that, up to now, 6 months, we are still hearing the Ukrainian president, whenever he addresses the crowd, is still asking for more weapons, more money, more weapons, more money. So it's something that is not, they realize, is not really absolute. Well, it is working, but it's not absolutely game changer, as we are saying, because it's everything that is human-made has limitations. And then you come up with number 10. We say, right, I also dealt with this yesterday, but it's coming again, that you need to incentivize employers, or I mean employees, so that they can become quote-unquote technology champion. You know, the people that are learning fast, that are fast learners, that have grasped the technology and they are using it and they are helping others, let them be recognized and be given that champion title. Say, this is our champion of the year, you know. This is our champion of the year for this technology of being able to operate this technology and also being able to, you know, successfully help others. This is our champion of the year, and that motivates them. Should there be another new thing, they would really be motivated to learn. And others, too, will be motivated to follow suit. And that you have then, as a company, thought out of the box, and then you have created an opportunity for company, for employees to have joy in what they are doing, or in learning, in adapting to the new system, and because they know there's something not only about knowledge, but there's also an encouragement. A technology champion is a promoter of the new system, the promoter of the new change, who serves as also a tutor to other employees. So he helps his co-employees, his fellow employees, to adapt to the system. And this helps the company, you know, it makes it easier for them. Then the 11th, we say that you also need to create a quick how-to videos, just 1 minute, to say, okay, hi, I am Franz Nengela. I'm going to today we are going to discuss the shortcuts to this machine. You know, without getting into the menu, you can also press button A, so that you perform task B. Without getting into, you know, the settings, there is a shortcut that I've just discovered, and here is how it works. So this is what you do, this is what you do, and so those are how-to videos, short ones. So, and this, you know, continues, even after learning, it continues, and so people are having more knowledge, because there are features that maybe might not be part of the conventional training manual. But then those features, you will discover them as you go, as you use the machine. So you create an opportunity where people learn on the go with short videos. And you send them on a WhatsApp page, or maybe a company page, and everybody knows. And then they are comfortable, they can view those videos at their own convenience. Then the second last issue is to leverage fun and experiential learning platforms. Like maybe you gamify the tutoring, you gamify the lecture. You put it into a game format. Or you make it fun to say, guys, okay, if you grasp this one, you drink a Coke, or if you will do what, whatever game you can come up with that is fun and creative, and at the same time, you know, people are learning. Then the last one, employees must be allowed to take part in managing the change. So you should allow employees to apply, you know, allow them to ask questions, allow them to also be free to say, to organize some workshops where the much information can be shared, and also to participate in general, you know, change as far as the technology is concerned, and to be able to advise if need be. So let that becomes, you know, good. Now, that has been the, of course, tech show today. After a short break, I will then come and say my goodbyes, and we meet again tomorrow.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate ruyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokata vuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhana no kutuwa mbepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otomuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otomuru okutura omatumaraka goe mbepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge uture moshifo osho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumara kagwe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumara kagoru kozi, omatumara kagoma hiyo, omatumara kagoma harero ya mbeku gomavaro, no matumara kagwe kwa rukehe, nguka wakara uzeithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu, nithiringa itano, metumara kagwe. Lela Pay o harongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o mausemba goe. Kogora kucha o hara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini. O Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe kotari turu wako Eagle FM imba Lela Pay nenge kwa The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yoku turu wako irongwa mwewe yoko make. Tumina inimawe kwa digital etumalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguda kukara ndifi. Tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatu ngoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela Pay yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
Right. This is time where I have to say goodbye, and we are going to meet again tomorrow. Stay tuned for the rest of the programs that are coming up, of course, on this Eagle FM. Your number one talk radio station. Till we meet again. It's a goodbye.
Gusa etokoro lyo uhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro lye yowamba zuma wakoko, ndimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa numero zoe utantantatu zime, tatwe utantane, mbali nta mbali, mbali ntane. Ndingura kwa Facebook kwa VMMC Namibia.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshi na hetero momu nyovye tupe vape yuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, ozo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo wikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o manao manene shimu na o maile no topra. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro o themba o hunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.